Trump Media moves 2,600 BTC to crypto.com in a 165 mL transfer. Trump Media transferred more than 2,600 BTC to crypto.com on August 2, 2026, according to a report from Cointelegraph citing on-chain movement. At Bitcoin's price of $63,475 as of that date, the transfer is worth about $165 million. The move places a large slice of a public company's digital asset holdings with a major exchange custodian rather than in a standalone corporate wallet. The single primary source here is the reported on-chain transfer. Trump Media has not, at the time of writing, published a filing or statement detailing the reason for the move, so the framing below stays close to what the transaction itself shows. A large deliberate relocation of Bitcoin into crypto.com infrastructure. A treasury choosing custody over cold storage. Corporate Bitcoin treasuries have two broad options once they buy. Hold coins in self-managed cold storage, or place them with a qualified custodian that handles keys, insurance, and reporting. A 2,600 BTC transfer to an exchange-grade custodian points toward the second model. The appeal is operational. A custodian gives a public company audit trails, insurance coverage, and a counterparty that can support treasury functions like collateralized borrowing or yield without the firm running its own key management. For a company that answers to shareholders and auditors, that paperwork matters as much as the coins. The trade-off is counterparty risk. Coins held by a custodian are only as safe as the custodian. The collapses of FTX and earlier Wirecard are the reference points every treasurer now cites. When a custodian or intermediary fails, customer balances can be frozen or lost. This is the same calculation individual holders make when they weigh custodial accounts against spending from their own wallet. Scale changes the stakes, but not the underlying question of who holds the keys, who's behind it, not just the number. At roughly $165 million, this is not a routine wallet reshuffle. The selector rules spend node uses treat simple transfers under $500 million between unknown wallets as noise. This one clears the bar for a different reason. A named high-profile entity is behind it, and the destination is a specific identifiable exchange. That combination is what makes a transfer newsworthy. A number alone does not. A $165 million move by an anonymous whale would be background hum. The same amount moved by a NASDAQ-listed media company into a consumer-facing exchange platform is a data point about how corporate crypto treasuries are being managed in practice. The market backdrop, the transfer lands during a soft stretch for the broader market. Bitcoin traded at $63,475 on August 2, 2026, up 0.8% on the day but down 1.6% over the prior week. Ether sat at 1878, Solana at 7331, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index read 35 in fear territory. That matters for interpretation. Spot Bitcoin ETFs recorded outflows in the preceding 24 hours, and sentiment leans cautious. A large custody transfer by a corporate holder during a fearful tape is not a sell signal by itself. Moving coins into custody is not the same as moving them onto an order book. But it does show a treasury actively administering its position rather than leaving it untouched, which is worth watching for follow-on activity such as collateral use, or, less likely without further evidence, eventual disposal. The consumer connection, most readers will never manage a corporate treasury, but the mechanics rhyme with everyday decisions. Anyone who holds crypto through an exchange faces a scaled-down version of the same question Trump Media just answered: convenience and features from a custodian against the certainty of holding your own keys. That question sits underneath the entire crypto card market. Custodial card programs let a provider hold your balance and handle conversion at the point of sale, while self-custody cards spend directly from a wallet you control. The right answer depends on how much counterparty risk you are willing to carry for how much convenience, which is precisely the calculus a treasury runs at nine figures.